My name is DP. I'm a CITR volunteer community member, and I have been for 7 years. The radio thing happened because I thought it was really cool. It's just me and the mic, and that's it.
What is Access Day?
It's where we acknowledge accessibility and how we can promote accessibility, not only on radio, but in our daily life.
What is special about this year's Access Day?
It's the 5th.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
And we're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
It is Friday, the 17th of July, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, we've got a couple of auditions to tell you about. The return of the Cold Reading Series, Boca del Lupo's social distance theater projects, and mostly local music from Frazee Ford, Pale Red, Causeway, The Shark Eaters, What, Steph Wall, Kurt Bordeaux, Clone, Francis of Delirium, Mar Emmanuel, Tonk, and Nonla. It's the radio for shut-ins versions of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, hi. Hey, it's finally summer. Or at least it was on Tuesday when I recorded this. Oh, it's a hot day on Tuesday. But, you know, I'm really liking this working from home stuff. You know, I'm in my pajamas. I've got whatever beverage I want on hand. Yeah, I think I'll just keep doing this from the spare bedroom even when they do reopen UBC. Like, ooh, I don't really need to do that bus ride anymore. Okay, let's get started with some music. Yeah, this is Frazee Ford.
Till you get to walk and call my name out.
So the cold reading series is starting up again. They've been on a break during the quarantine, but now things are going to continue slightly differently on Monday, August the 10th, live streamed from the Havana Theater. The scripts will be precast online, and you can register for that by going to coldreadingseries.com. Make sure that you're available to be at the Havana by 7:45 on Monday, August the 10th, and Just to be sure, make sure you review the Havana's own COVID-19 safety measures before you show up. So if you want to get on board, you need to submit online. First of all, you film your slate, which is about 30 seconds long, including your name, your three-word hit, which gives your qualities like quirky, fun, sporty, or think about character types like rebel outcast, pompous academic, or jolly old drunk. And if you have any cold reading experience. You can upload your slate to Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and make sure you follow Cold Reading Series on those platforms and use the hashtag CRSAUGT2020. Or you can email your film slate at coldreadingseries@gmail.com. All slates are due by the 20th of July at 11:59 p.m. That's midnight. And they're looking for scripts. And if you want to find out how to submit for that, also go to coldreadingseries.com and look for the writer's page. So once again, the Cold Reading Series starting up again on August 10th. And if you want more information, go to their website, coldreadingseries.com.
To think about how the weather is-
Well, we've got an audition. Look at that. Things are starting to happen. This is for a web series that's going to be starting in August and then and hopefully will be ongoing throughout 2021. It's by AFL Entertainment, and it's called Witches of East Van. The story is about three young millennial women struggling to navigate the ever-changing and challenging intensities of millennial employment, romance, and personal fulfillment in modern-day East Vancouver. Luckily, they all have the gift of magic on their side, as they are, in fact, witches. Now, the audition date is July 14th, and since today is the 17th, it's probably passed. But this looks like one of those things where even if you miss the deadline, if they don't already have enough submissions, they might still look at you. So check it out. What they want is a self-tape of you doing a scene. And make sure you've got good lighting, clear audio, solid background, and do it in a medium close-up with a clear off-screen reader. If you're doing it on a phone, make sure you shoot in landscape mode. And you can submit via Google link or zip file, and you can contact them at their email address, which is W-O-E-V, for Witches of East Van, at a filthy lot, AFILTHYLOT.com. Around, there's more music to come from What, Clone, Tonk, and some bands with two-word names as Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the Radio continues.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
There is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. You can protect yourself and help prevent spreading the virus to others if you
wash your hands regularly for 20 seconds with soap and water or alcohol-based hand rub.
Cover your nose and mouth with a disposable tissue or flexed elbow when you cough or sneeze.
Avoid close contact, 1 meter or 3 feet, with people who are unwell.
Stay home and self-isolate from others in the household if you feel unwell.
Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth if your hands are not clean.
Monitor yourself for common symptoms of COVID-19, like a fever, cough, or shortness of breath.
Call a health professional if you're experiencing these symptoms.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of 2 or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Now is the time to tell you. Now is the time. Now is the time.
to tell you, memories fade, memories fade, memories fade. Now is the time, now is the time to tell you, now is the time, now is the time to tell you, memories leave, memories leave, memories leave. Time, now is the time to tell ya, now is the time, now is the time to tell ya, memories lie, memories lie to ya, memories lie, memories lie.
Presentation House Theater is entering their first stage of reopening with the Creative Hub Cooperative. Starting the first week of July, artist members in theater, dance, and music will be welcomed back to Presentation House to work on their projects. Co-op members have access to studio and production space to create, experiment, and develop live performing arts works, in exchange for which artists support the facility and other artists' activities as volunteers, matching individual skill sets and interests to jobs at hand. You'll find out more details, including FAQs and a co-op membership application form, at phtheater.org. Just click on the Creative Hub Co-op tab.
Supper every day, but the meal ain't satisfying as going hungry is. I tried to be good, but I'm gonna go to bed again. I hope that I get hit when I've started fighting. I've been in line, I'm broke, no laws, but it feels like my body put my mind behind bars. I've tried. Being bad's a release. Got something vicious in mind. I make you call the police. Can't make my man marry me. I'm in another man's streets. Cause doing what I should is just so lonely. I've tried to be good, but I'm gonna go bad again. I'm gonna act really bad. I'm gonna go bad again.
Boca del Lupo is running two live theater projects, Red Phone and Plays to Perform at Home. And it's going on until the 22nd of August. So this is a way that creates a sort of a different theater experience rather than just going online and watching a virtual performance, which is basically just watching somebody in their living room on television. They're actually trying to recreate the theater experience in a COVID-friendly environment. So the first show is Red Phone. It takes place between two handcrafted, fully enclosed phone booths outfitted with a vintage Red Phone and an integrated teleprompter. So the audience members engage each other in a five-minute conversation, which is written for them by a Canadian playwright. So the act of having the conversation with an unseen partner provides an anonymity that adds to the intimacy of the performance. It encourages participants to be the actor in their own theatrical experience. It's a one-of-a-kind performance experience that has been described as the theatrical equivalent of singing in the shower. It's free, and it's open 3 days a week. Anyone can walk up into one of the phone booths with a friend or a family member and spend 5 minutes engaging in some of the most urgent, touching, thought-provoking conversations written by some of Canada's most exciting writers. It's called Red Phone. It's running on Granville Island from July 1st to August 22nd. It's free, and walk-ups are encouraged, and donations are welcome. Now, if you don't want to leave the house, Boca del Lupo is also offering plays to perform at home. Four Canadian playwrights have been commissioned to write scripts to be performed around the dinner table, the picnic blanket, or the campfire this summer. They're 10 to 20 minutes long with 3 to 8 characters. It's packaged up in a nice little boutique box and delivered to your home. They ask the audience to take a leading role in creating a piece of theater with the close friends or family that they have chosen to be part of their bubble. Some of the playwrights that are contributing are Hiro Kanagawa, Giovanni C., Liana Brody, Karen Hines. Each script will be a different genre, ranging from kitchen sink drama to satirical farce. It's available for order online at bocadelupo.com and in person at their storefront office on Granville Island on Cartwright Street. So if you want to find out more about plays to perform at home or the Red Phone series, go to Boca del Lupo, bocadelupo.com.
Thank you.
City Opera Vancouver is doing a new chamber opera called Chinatown by Madeleine Thien and Alice Ping Yi Ho. It's the story of six Chinese Canadians and their families set in China, in Vancouver's Chinatown. And it's sort of centered around 1961, but it pivots in time across several decades. They're scheduling the production to go into the Playhouse in early September 2021, but they're starting the audition process now. They're looking for highly qualified Asian Canadian singers to submit online material only. They're looking for a resume, a headshot, and an audition video. Now, the video submissions can be up to 10 minutes in length with minimal editing. They want you to include two works of contrasting character, sung in English and Hoisan, Toisan, or Cantonese. Please indicate if you're a member of Equity or comparable organization. The deadline for submission of materials is the 10th of September, so you've got a couple of months. And if you wanted to know where to send it and more information, you can go to cityoperavancouver, all one word, .com.
Path right in front, I'm not unsure. It's all a circle to me now. Stuck with the same thoughts, the same well.
I'm still sad it's over and I'm not CITR 101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
Unceded Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
The day's just getting warmer. Another hour, another step toward summer. We were never meant to last very long. Ooh, very long. On your face, the sun shines like it's new. And when I close my eyes, I see the better parts of you. 30 days, and we'll be just like we're supposed to. Then I'll find it hard to forget that we were never to last very long. Very long. When it's over, will it be right? 'Cause I'm sure as hell it's gotten over. Never meant to hurt you. I was never meant to hurt you. But we were never meant to last so very long. Never say you'll be away from me for very long.
Weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Operator, can you remember the name of
That's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Today we heard music from Frazee Ford, Pale Red, Causeway, The Shark Eaters, What, Steph Wall, Kurt Bordeaux, Clone, Francis of Delirium, Mar Emmanuel, Tonk, and Non La. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, you can check out Theater Wire and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And you can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Stay safe, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
To CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit. In terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Closer, closer you come. Closer.
closer to daylight, further, further you come, far away in the well, and I don't know why. Closer to you come, closer to daylight, further, further you come, far away in the well in the night. And I don't know why, and I don't know why. What once was a mystery is visible. I finally feel I can see. What's enough? What's in love but safe design? What once was a mystery is visible.